What's up, sweeties and swoons? If you're just now tuning in, you are listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, on radio.dominican.edu. Oh my goodness, it has been quite some time. Sweeties and swoons, it's great to be back. I don't know if you can hear all the rustle and bustle that's going on in studio right now, but Maureen just showed up.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My voice is shot. I did some massive wicked karaoke last night when I was at the California State Democratic Convention, so I truly apologize for the frog voice, but you know what? It was worth it.
It's cute. It's cute.
Thank you most kindly.
Go ahead, girl.
First of all, I just rolled back from Sacramento an hour ago.
I know.
Some hot mess.
Girl, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you are, you know, safe and sound. And all is well here.
I know you can't hear it, but I'm just like trying to like, I sprawled my spread of like my purse and everything.
And I'm just rolling my eyes.
He always rolls his eyes. Hence like, oh, what is that? Rustle.
And bustle. And no, we do not have food in the studio. So do not ask questions.
I know what you're talking about.
Sweetest swoons. As we always start out every episode, we're going to have, you know, a little musical break right now. So stay tuned for more Nick and Mo, the alumni show here on
radio.dominican.edu
from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Certified quality. That the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. Without apology. What them the right way, that's my policy. Yeah, right. Shun the ball alongside Beyonce.
Baby, yes, no, hurt me so good, baby. me all about the things where you were fantasized. I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come take me in at the night, I make her get it amplified. But I quit for run the ship, me nah go slip, me nah go slide. In other words, the love I got to give it certified. For give it the toughest, longest time for ride, girl.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Town in a your drop top, girl. You not stop shop, girl. Little more the dirty one, rock that world. It's a top top, girl. Me and you together is a rock that girl. Drive round the town in a your drop top, girl. You not stop shop, girl. Little more the dirty one, rock that world. Atta Anaya, I know you gon' like it. I know you gon' like it.
I'm stepping up,
Atta Anaya.
I'm stepping up,
Atta Anaya. So don't you fight it. So don't you fight it.
What's up, what's up, what's up, sweeties and swoons? If you are just now tuning in, you're listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show on radio.dominican.edu. What's up? What is up? There is so much that has been going on.
I'm so delicious.
During the break, Motastic and I were catching up. It's been a while since we've actually been in company with each other. It feels.
I mean, we have.
Ages and ages.
We've seen each other. It's just that we haven't actually spoken to each other and been by ourselves,
right?
Because we've seen each other. We had celebrated our friend Kim's birthday.
Yes.
And but that was with group and people and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then prior to that, we had a group lunch the week before when you
right.
showed up at the office unexpectedly, which was wonderful.
Surprise
I
attack.
Get these surprise attacks at the
right.
office about lunch. So I mean, in all honesty, yes, we have at least once a week. But
it's not just one-on-one.
No, it's not, which is completely a different dynamic.
Right, it is.
That's why I really look forward to, at least even though it's us one-on-one and the radio world, we still get caught up. So I was trying to tell Nicholas this story while we were off air.
Yeah.
And I was chewing and eating a sandwich. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to gobble this sandwich. I'm not eating.
Not eating
in the studio.
Presently. at the moment.
I tried to gobble the sandwich down before to go back on the radio. And he's like, no, actually, for effect, I think it'd be great if you were like still eating. And so when we signed back in and transitioned back on to the
On air.
I was chewing, and I would say some other word, but then that would be bad too.
masticating,
chewing, and blanking.
Oh yeah.
That's okay. No matter what, that's
what comes
bad.
After chewing, you blank.
And I feel bad because my friend Steven prepped us with some mixes.
Oh, he did.
For our show. So we should use that the last two shows, which is an announcement.
Yes.
We decided on the radio, since Maureen has to go to baseball games the next two Sundays in May.
Mm-hmm.
Our last show will actually be Sunday, April 28th.
Correct, y'all.
So we
two
have
more weeks.
Two more weeks. Next week is Sunday, April what? 20.
Girl, you're asking me all these questions, all technical and things. next Sunday will be the 21st.
The 21st. And what's exciting about next weekend is actually it will be our Dominican reunion weekend.
Yes.
Here on campus.
I'm so excited.
And Nicholas is an alum this year.
Yes.
So that's even more exciting. And I get to be reunited with the guys from the 80s,
mm-hmm.
class of the 80s, and so mm-hmm. on and so forth. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all of my friends.
Yes.
My fellow alumni, mm-hmm. our fellow Penguins, back on campus, back here at home.
It's going to be fun.
And on Sunday, we will be
back here
at home in the studio, reflecting and sharing stories about what had happened.
Because
we have that young alumni social on Saturday. And this year it's going to be held at the Mayflower.
Yes. For more information, you can find all of this, you know, that we were just talking about on our Dominican alumni Facebook. You just go in to facebook.com and search Dominican University Alumni Association and you'll be able to find all that.
You know, we haven't talked about in a while. I don't know if it's still in existence.
What?
But that Dominican Confessions page, is that still up and
Girl,
running?
Yes, it is. That is so scandal. I can't see. Okay, here's the thing. I've been following it since it first really started, when it was like confession number 5, 6, 7. Mm-hmm. Now it's like almost in the thousands, girl. It's almost in the thousands. It's scandalous. Like, I can't help but, you know, laugh and wonder if these things are actually real. Right now we're
thousands at 901. Why is that sound? You way too.
No, it feels like Dominican, you know, number blah 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 blah, and then it tells us, you know, something is scandalous, and I can't deal. But if you want to know what we're talking about, you can go to our Facebook page and we'll share the link for you. We covered that in our last show, which was 3 weeks ago before our hiatus. Yeah.
Wow.
My goodness.
Oh my God, you
should do it. Oh my.
I'm going to guess what's in Maureen's mouth.
Oh, wow. There's many things that could be in your mouth. Mm. But.
Are those nuts?
Berries?
Muffins? Dust your muffin. Okay, we can't do this anymore.
Girl.
If you're just tuning in now, you are listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes.
We have 2 weeks left, not because we are highly inappropriate, borderline, but because Mo's got stuff to do in May.
Yes. And you know what? It's wrapping up here at Dominican's campus. Mm-hmm. We're going to have graduation the second or third week of May.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a big, big, important time around campus. They're combining the two undergrad and graduate level graduation ceremonies. It's going to be one ceremony.
How is that a surprise? Because when I was here at Dominican, my class, when I graduated in 2007, was the first time that was the last time they had a combined graduation.
Mm.
We've always had combined graduations between undergrad and grad.
Really?
Always. But then it just got so intense that they had to split. Let me tell you, though, it's not going to be pretty.
It isn't.
If you think it's already busy and crowded, if you've attended the last couple of years of graduation when it's undergrad commencement,
it's a mess.
They're still planning to have it outdoors, right?
Correct. It's going to be on the field, on the old field.
It's not pretty.
Yeah.
Wait, on the field?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Field. Whoa. Wait, back it up.
Rewind.
Now I understand. So back then, when I was still in school, undergrad,
back
we had
in
it,
the day.
When the population was a little bit more in control, we had both undergrad and grad on the same outdoor amphitheater metal and stage.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. That's how different the population has changed here on campus. We could fit both undergrad and grad classes on that stage. Now, if it's going to be on the old field, I'm a little saddened by this.
Right.
Only because there is a tradition on campus when you graduate, you cross the moat. and their symbolism. Now, are they going to rebuild the moat?
I'm not sure. I'm not on the planning committee.
Well, duh, because we're alumni.
However, I do think that, you know, whatever they do end up coming up with, there'll be a lot of pomp and circumstance. They're going to really try to incorporate all of our school traditions. They're bringing the shield. That's going to be part of the procession now, from what I've heard.
It's supposed to be, because that's how it was before.
It hasn't been. Girl.
Do you see how the big difference between what happened before with mime?
Yes.
With my class graduation, that was always part of it.
Yes.
I'm just putting it out
there. Just putting it out
there.
Yeah, no. It wasn't part of my graduation ceremony. However, the shield was on the stage, which, I'm sorry, Sweets. We're totally like geeking out over here about Dominican heritage and tradition. However, it is a big part of our, you know,
well,
our being.
This is called Nick and Mo, the alumni show. It's not called Goodbye, Dominican.
It's not called Goodbye, Dominican.
You like that?
That'll be the last episode.
Hasta luego, Dominican.
Right. But, girl,
what?
It's gonna be a production. I'm not gonna be around this campus when that happens.
Oh no, absolutely
sorry,
not.
No.
No way, man.
But no. I mean, I live 2 minutes away. You live 2 minutes away.
I'm gonna be far, far away from that place.
I'm gonna go to
Sonoma County and go to a bar.
Very good. Very
Unless good. Sonoma State has their graduation, then I'll go to San Francisco.
And then if they have a graduation ceremony.
Then I'll go to the Castro and go to brunch.
That sounds like a winning situation. Can I join?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Mimosas. Bottomless.
Lovely. Mm. Lovely. Oh.
Sunday fun day.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's on a Saturday. Never mind.
I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's a Saturday.
Right? Because, oh, baccalaureate mass. Are you going to go to that?
No. No.
You're like, I don't go here anymore.
I don't go here no more. No more. Although I am a staff member. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I need to get Saturday off from the train. Oh, man, so many things to do.
Thinking out loud. Sweeties and swoons.
All right, how about this? Let's talk about this.
This is
Let's
how we do it.
Remix. Okay.
All right.
Wait, I have to lick the chocolate off my fingers. What chocolate? There's no chocolate. No.
Never.
All right. 3, 2, 1,
go.
Are you still talking to that Filipino guy?
Girl,
I went there. I don't care if there's nobody listening right now. I'm talking.
For the record, we are no longer speaking. And that was because he, again, just decided to disappear off of the face of the earth. And so right now I'm actually talking to a guy that I talked to at the beginning of my senior year at Dominican. And he reached out to me after a long hiatus of not speaking.
Are you talking about Tony?
Oh, no, not Tony.
Oh, never mind that.
Dang.
Sorry.
Call me out.
Are we talking about Bob? Bob?
No.
Bob.
We're talking about Larry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dun, dun,
girl.
Dun. We need to recap. Nope. We need to recap. To recap the listeners that are new, if you were just tuning in, you are listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, only here on radio.dominican.edu. We have 2 more weeks left for our 7 to 9 slot, but although tonight we're only going to 8 o'clock. Why? Because we are
hungry.
That's right. One more time.
Hungry.
The best part is I'm pointing out Nicholas, and every single time he's gonna say
hungry.
Hungry hippos.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm in a good mood. I just came back from Sacramento, pumped from convention.
It's gonna be amazing.
So tell everyone, let's recap about Larry.
Okay. I met Larry, as I meet every other type of guy that I talk to somehow, online. He reached out to me and we started talking, whatnot. We ended up having a date, up here in Marin County. And it was good and everything. And, things seemed to kind of get a little bit awkward, and, he fell off the face of the earth for, until about 2 weeks ago. When he started to text me again. That's how the circle of life and dating in my world.
My voice wasn't shot. I would start singing lyrics from the circle of life.
Seriously.
But my voice is shot. So
but
continue.
Girl, no. And I don't know if y'all, sweeties and swoons, have this experience where, you know, you're talking to somebody, they disappear, and then they feel the need to, you know, rekindle things, acting like nothing happened. This is what happened. He texts me all of a sudden trying to start a conversation like we're BFFs, and I'm like, where have you been? Where have you been? And now he wants to go on a date. He wants to actually do something tomorrow. Come up to Marin County after work. And he wants to basically have dinner and things of this nature. So I'm kind of...
Is he from the South?
He's actually south of me right now.
Oh,
he's...
You know what's funny? So I'm looking at Nicholas's Facebook page, and he went to Yushang today, which is one of my favorite restaurants.
It's so good.
I love going to their sushi bar. I see that you like to eat your Chinese food, but I digress. So I don't know about your experience at Yushang. It's in San Rafael in the canal. Let me tell you, every time I crack open their fortune cookies, their fortune... They're not silly. They're not stupid. They're very weird in the sense that they're very literal and relatable to what's going on in your life right then and there.
Yes.
I'm not joking. I've done my, this is not official research, but in the course of all the times I've ever opened a fortune cookie in different restaurants and different venues, you know, oh, lotto numbers. Oh, they give you something vague, like, you know, you will have two children or something like that. Well, that's not vague. That's specific. But you get my point.
Yes.
But the Yushang ones are like, oh, my God. I open them. I'm like, oh, my God. This is exactly what's happening. Oh, God. You know, it's like I get this like overwhelming emotional feeling. The reason why I say this is because his fortune today
is traveling
to the South. Will bring you unexpected happiness. So when you go see each other, is he coming up here or are you going south?
He's been coming up here.
Oh, but he is south of you.
Yes.
So maybe you'll travel down south on him. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Feel free how to interpret it, but I'm just saying that that's very...
I don't know. We'll see. But I actually wanted to share something that I found on Facebook, and I shared it on my page. Mm-hmm. And this is what really, I actually reached out to John, my ex.
Oh, whoa.
My ex. Yes, because I read this thing on Facebook, and it gave me one of those epiphany types of moments. And it's a picture of, it's two people spitting water at each other.
Who's Greg Hopkins?
That's my friend from high school.
Oh, that's hot. Hey, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Just thank you for liking Nick and Mo, the alumni show.
Yes.
Only on radio.dominican.edu.
You're always appreciated. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyways, it's a It's a picture of a man and a woman, and they're spitting dark, almost black water at each other. At
I
their
don't
faces.
Know where I like if this is going somewhere that I like.
Girl, no. It's talking about if I am with the right person. And it's basically a long explanation saying that...
why don't you just read it?
Relationship...
Why don't you just read it?
I am. Why don't you just be quiet?
Why
don't
read it out
hear?
Loud.
Okay. I'm doing this.
All right.
I'm doing this.
Read it in that, like, you know, sexy voice.
I'm going to read how I read it, girl. You can take it or leave it.
Fine.
Bye. Okay. So every relationship has a cycle. In the beginning, you fall in love with your partner. You anticipate their phone calls, want their touch, and like their idiosyncrasies. Falling in love wasn't hard. In fact, it was completely natural and spontaneous experience. You didn't have to do anything. That's why it's called falling in love. People in love sometimes say, I was swept off my feet. Picture the expression. It implies that you were just standing there doing nothing, then something happened to you. Falling in love is a passive and spontaneous experience, but after a few months of or years of being together, the euphoria of love fades. It's a natural cycle of every relationship. Slowly but surely, phone calls become a bother if they come at all, and touch is not always welcome when it happens, and your spouse's idiosyncrasies, instead of being cute, drive you nuts. The symptoms of this stage vary with every relationship. You will notice a dynamic difference between the initial stage when you were in love and much duller or even angry subsequent stage. At this point, you and or your partner might start asking, am I with the right person? As you reflect on the euphoria of love you once had, you may begin to desire that experience with someone else. This is when relationships break down. The key to succeeding in relationship is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person you found. That's deep. Let me read that again. The key to succeeding in relationship is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person that you found. People blame their partners for their unhappiness and look outside for fulfillment. Extramarital fulfillment comes in all shapes and sizes. Infidelity is the most common, but people turn to work as a hobby, friendship, or excessive TV, or abusive substances. But the answer to this dilemma does not lie outside of your relationship. It lies within. I'm not saying that you couldn't fall in love with someone. You couldn't fall in love with someone else. You could. Temporarily, you feel better.
Oh, Jesus.
But you'd be in the same situation a few years later. Because listen carefully to this. The key to succeeding in a relationship is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person you found. Sustaining love is not a passive or spontaneous experience. You have to work on it daily, in and out. It takes time, effort, and energy. And most importantly, it demands wisdom. You have to know what to do to make it to work. Make no mistake about it. Love is not a mystery. There are specific things you can do with or without your partner. Just as there are physical laws of the universe, such as gravity, there are also laws for relationships. If you know how to apply these laws, the results are predictable. Love is therefore a decision, not just a feeling. Remember this always. God determines who walks into your life. It is up to you to decide who you let walk away, who you let stay, and who you refuse to let go. Deep.
You know, as you were reading it out loud, I thoroughly went through my head of all of the past relationships I've had. And it's true. It's very true in terms of, am I with the right person? But now my perspective has changed into, did I put enough effort into it in terms of, did I really want to keep it? Or did I just let it go?
It was easy for you. That's what it breaks down to. Mm-hmm. Is sometimes, and you know what, as I read this thing, and this is why I contacted John, because I felt, I was with John for 6 months, 7 months,
a while.
We were together for a while, and we had talked before that. And I would say within the 4 month range, this is when he started to tell me that he loved me. And that really scared me as a, it really made me think, oh shit. Like this seriously.
No, the word, you dropped the word.
It's okay.
We don't say
it's
that
okay.
word.
We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving forward.
I'm not going to acknowledge
it. We're
going
to keep moving forward. And you know, this is real, like seriously. And I told him, you know, this is not, I do not feel this way towards you. And I feel like I gave him that reaction because I was still wounded. And I wanted to, you know, I didn't know what I wanted. And it wasn't fair to him. And, you know, he's a good guy. And, you know, I appreciate him for everything that, you know, we had. And I don't feel like I was fair to him during that time. And we ended up breaking up. And, you know, and I move forward. But I feel like I always have this pattern with guys that I get into something and then they disappear or it doesn't go exactly where I want to. And I feel like it's because I'm not putting enough. And I find out through this passage that I just read that I'm not putting enough into it, that, you know, it just doesn't fall into my lap. It needs to be something that is an action step. If I want this, I need to put my effort forward. It comes at an interesting time now that Larry is coming back into my life.
But how long did you even see Larry? You went on one date and then he fell off the face of the earth, correct?
We were talking for a while. And, you know, other guys came into the picture. Other guys faded out of the picture. You know, that type of thing. And, you know, I really honestly, when it comes to dating, I do not reach out to guys. A lot of guys reach to me. And they start the conversation. That's just how I've always been. So I don't know what I'm going to do, sweeties. maybe you guys can give me the feedback or the advice when it comes to this situation. Should I give it a try? Knowing all of these things? Or what's your advice? Do you have any advice, Mo? You're looking at me like, oh, girl.
You know, some randomness has happened in the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. And I know that this is probably not going to answer your question. First of all, I'm a big believer in second chances. Mm-hmm. Sometimes thirds. After the third one, you just stabbed me in the back. So what I'm saying is that I'm a believer of, I don't know if this is like a counterpoint or takes away from it, but the time isn't now. We're not, does that make sense?
Explain.
Meaning some of my relationships, more so than my most recent relationship, they weren't ready to be with someone. And if they need to work on themselves to be ready to be in a relationship, not just with you, but with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to string me along, this person that I'm referring to. And he referenced it as like, you know, now is not the time. Do I want you to wait? No, absolutely not. Do I expect you to wait? Absolutely not. Will I come around again? I don't know. But I know the time is not now for me to be with anyone. You know what I mean? So I know it doesn't really answer your question, but what I'm saying is if another chance or opportunity has come into your life to reconnect with someone from the past that was either a past lover or, you know, a new love, whatever it may be, a friend turned into lover, because that happens too. I say, why not? It's just one date. It's just one coffee. It's one experience. And I know you can't really, and I feel that you can gauge from that initial seeing, the initial seeing of that person, of where you want to take it. Does that make sense? It's like when you go on a first date with someone that you met online.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I do not like to invest talking to someone very long.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's a physical thing. Not necessarily physical looks, but you might have be able to carry conversation so well via online, via text, via whatever, messenger pigeon, I don't care.
Right.
But then when you get in front of that person, eyes to eyes, bodies to bodies, in close proximity, and they can't maintain that same type of communication, for me, that's a major turnoff.
Okay.
It's very Cyrano de Bergerac, someone else writing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I really prioritize making sure I see that person right away. Because if we can't have in-person physical flow and conversation, I'm sorry, shut down. But that's me. That's me. So going back to your original question about this, should you open your... There are two parts to this. Are you asking me, should I be... Knowing this information from this passage and my perspective has changed about effort,
mm-hmm.
should I try to put more effort into this and see where it goes? Or the other question you could be asking me is, do I even bother? Which is leading towards the effort as well, but it's more of like, should I give this person a second chance? You know what I mean? What it comes down to for me is you don't knock until you try it, until you actually go through this. Because right now you're just posturing hypothesis.
Right.
You know, and I know you're asking me for like an answer, but my answer would be just to go on this date or whatever it may be. And if you set up expectations, though, and this is just me. This is me. You don't have to listen to me.
Okay, go.
If you set up expectations, you're just going to try to reach, like, try to fulfill all these expectations and it won't come naturally. Because as it said in this statement, you don't fall, like, when you meet someone, oh, I have to reference it, I can't see it. Like, you know, I'm gonna keep you doing that on radio.
That's scrolling music, y'all.
The key to sustaining and succeeding in a relationship is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person you found. The thing is, you didn't find Larry. He's trying to reconnect with you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is more of not a person you found moment, but more of like a second chance opportunity. Is it not?
It is. Girl, you know what I just realized?
What?
He actually called into the show.
Yeah, duh.
It just dawned upon me.
He had that sexy voice. Like, hey. Yeah, no, I know. It's season two.
Yeah. No.
No, three.
Three. No, two.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because
yeah.
It was the fall of my senior year. So yep. Season two. Mm-hmm. Oh.
There might be something. Also, when I'm going through something not traumatic, but something, an epiphany, I reach out to an ex that I've wronged or an ex that is involved with this epiphany. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know why Larry is reconnecting with you now, but maybe there was a reason why he fell off the face of the earth and now he's going through a process. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying it's a 12-step process. All I'm saying is that it's a process where he wants to right some wrongs.
Been there.
Done that.
Been there.
Been there. Done that. Been there. Done that. Again yes. And again.
Girl. Oh, my God.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show, only on radio.dominican.edu. We are currently talking about, at this point, second chances.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of it was more so what a real relationship needs in order to succeed.
Right.
It's not necessarily love at first sight. It's not falling into love. It's working
towards love.
Towards love with the person you found, the person you have. But there could be a caveat to that, because when it's no longer easy, because in the beginning of a relationship is always easy, the thing that you want to do is, maybe I'm not with this right person. And that's what we're talking about. But how do you switch on that portion? Do you say from the beginning, when you're in that honeymoon stage, I'm going to work really hard at this. I'm going to work really hard at this. I'm going to work really hard at this. And then when it gets to a roadblock or a challenge, I'm still going to remember. I wrote it on a post-it to remind me every day. I'm going to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
What about those relationships, though, that do fail? And it's because it's supposed to fail. Because that person only served to be
a
purpose in your life for that short period of time, to teach you something more about yourself you didn't know before, and then you can apply it to someone else. What about that?
Mo? Taking me higher, girl.
I'm just saying
that's
why I really believe in second chances.
Okay.
I believe that things just don't happen for a reason. God puts people into, well, what if whatever God you decide to believe in. Sorry.
It's right there.
God puts into, let's suppose Nicholas and I are both Catholic. God puts people, brings people into your life for a reason. Now, how or why they serve a purpose in your life, that's up to him or her or it. That all effervescent being, as I shake my head and put my hands up in the air. But also more so, how do you spend time with that person, and how did they benefit? Like, how do you benefit from that relationship? Whether it be a friendship, a family, a colleague, a coworker, a stranger, and what you learn from them. It's like those friends that you have for multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point you realize we have nothing in common anymore. Because you both have grown, have evolved, or de-evolved, depending. Do you stay with that person and still consider them your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, of course, we've been friends for 10 years. But do they really serve a purpose anymore? Maybe it's time for you to just part ways. Because when the person that you're with, whether it be a lover or not, and I've said this many, many times before, in the first two seasons of Nikki P? Sorry. When yes. I was going through a lot of emotional stuff and discovery about myself. It was about, if this person doesn't serve you in a healthy way, doesn't add value to your life as it currently stands, to reassess whether they should be in your life at all. Not necessarily cut them out. Some of you have to, but maybe take a step back, and maybe this person who was your friend is no longer really your best friend. They're more of an acquaintance now. Yeah, I don't know how we ended up on that note. I'm just feeling very Oprah-y right now. Very Dr. Phil.
Laugh class.
That's the laugh class. Welcome to the laugh class. I'm sorry. There was so many. God, this weekend was just a cluster F.
Wow.
Well, let's go to a commercial break and retransition and talk about something else. But more so, you know, let's end on this note so we can talk about a new topic when we come back in, whatever it may be, because we're grabbing topics from the air, is that, Nicholas, you are a grown man. You have your big boy pants on. Whatever decision you decide to make, it's going to be supported by friends like me and apparently our Dominican listening community. But more so, if you don't take those chances when they come, how will you ever know? Would you rather have loved and lost than never loved at all? I hate that. Either way, I'm going to live in pain. Either way, I'm going to live in emotion. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm going to live in regret. But I would rather say I at least tried and that I know. Okay. I know, rather than be in this weird gray area of the unknown.
Okay.
Now, what pop song are you going to play?
It's going to be, we'll be right back.
What?
With
whoa,
more.
Whoa.
Shut with
me down.
More. Nick, it'll be a surprise. Okay. With more. Nick and Mo, the alumni show. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
You're all I ever wanted. It's hard to say I'm sorry. It's hard to make.
just say, I just realized as we're in the break, that was really subliminal messaging for my subconscious to choose that song.
It What's wasn't up? Subliminal. You totally picked it. Because I was like, what do you get? What do you get? What do you get?
I just put, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's good. See, whatever, welcome back. Like you're listening to Nick and Mo, the alumni show on radio.dominican.edu.
We
What's
like
up, y'all?
25 minutes left.
Girl! 15.
15, no.
Yeah.
No, so, we're off.
Oh, yeah, 15.
Oh, whatever.
Because we're going until 8 p.m. and it's currently 7:45.
My watch is off. My watch is off. I'm sorry.
It's okay. All is well.
It's cool.
All is well.
All is well. Besides, this show used to be only an hour.
Right. We're going back to our glory days.
Yeah. But we're still going to use the 7 to 9 slot and just decide in the middle of it.
You know what? And this is when, you know, you have to remember our show is purely improv and we just pull things out of our hats the entire time.
That moment when you realize you're surrounded by love and happiness,
girl,
no matter what.
Deep. See, I'm telling you, deep. God is trying to tell me a message.
God is saying, get tested.
Girl.
No, okay, when I mean get tested, I mean not just get tested for, you know, that. But I mean get tested. Tested in your faith to believe. Get tested in your faith in love and relationships. Get tested for, is this the purposeful life that I want to lead here in my career, in my community, etc.
Good recovery.
Get tested.
Good recovery.
Take that pregnancy test.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Mo. Speaking of pregnancy test, how was your trip to Sacramento?
That is a jacked up segue. That's some jacked segue.
I love you. How you doing?
Good thing there's only 15 minutes left.
I love you.
Stupid.
Mo. It impregnated you with love and happiness and pride in your party, didn't it? Yes.
I am tapping my nose on this microphone.
On the microphone. It just gave you the ride of your life, Mo, didn't it?
It really did. Honestly, I don't know how. Okay. As you know, I'm very politically involved in the California Democratic Party. If you are a Republican, it's totally cool. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Because we can have a healthy discussion. The point of the matter is over 2,000 elected delegates and representatives, politicians, etc., gathered throughout the state of California to Sacramento this past weekend, representing their communities.
Right.
And I am honored to say that I was elected to be a district delegate for Assembly District 10, which represents Marin and Sonoma County, back in January. But the more exciting part is that for us, some of those colleagues that I was elected with are young Democrats, meaning between the ages of 18 to 35. One of the big goals and pushes that I've had while living here in Marin is my goal is to change the leadership landscape in Marin, whether it be in the nonprofit sector or politically, et cetera, to have a genuine leadership pipeline into our Democratic Party, meaning that young people become electeds, whether they be on commissions, boards, central committee, city council, board of supervisors, but in a genuine way, nothing that tokenizes, nothing that says, hey, you're young, therefore you should totally do this, but without purpose, without finding out if they're genuinely invested.
Right.
Don't try to recruit a young Democrat just because they're young.
Exactly.
You want to recruit someone, not even a young Democrat, just recruit someone that is invested in the community.
Right.
And is willing to work. So it was honestly like a kumbaya weekend, a reunion of sorts, because for me it was emotionally overwhelming because my roots are in San Jose. Mm-hmm. I was very active in the Silicon Valley Young Democrats as an officer and a member. I was very active in the Santa Clara County Democratic Central Committee. These were my family. These were my mentors in the Democratic Party. And I learned a lot about party organizing, community organizing, everything, becoming what it really means to be an activist there. Then I moved to Marin. then I moved back to Marin.
Right.
And I will say it's very different issues between the South Bay and the North Bay. Mm. In the North Bay, I feel that there are more environmental issues that the progressive Democrats here in Marin deal with versus in the South Bay.
Right.
With that being said, some of these people that I used to work with all the time, day in, day out in the South Bay,
I have not seen in a year and a half since I moved from San Jose to Marin. Wow. So some of these people, we talk all the time on Facebook, but every time I go back to San Jose, I'm seeing my family or I'm going to church or my church friends. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it takes a lot of energy for me to reach out to my other activist friends that are down there, even my karaoke buddies. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, it was like a high school reunion, a college reunion. It was held at the Sacramento Convention Center, and the moment I stepped into the registration line, my friends in the Marin County Young Democrats hated me. That's how I feel like when I'm in Marin or San Jose. My friends always hate it because I always run into someone every day.
One golden ticket, Maureen.
One golden ticket.
Oh my God, I forgot that rule.
Go ahead.
So I walked in. The moment I stepped in registration line, I was already bombarded with six different people from the South Bay. Like, oh my God, is that Maureen? Maureen, Maureen. Oh my gosh, Maureen, Maureen. Everywhere. And so my fellow young Dems in Marin County, my MCYDers, were like, oh God, we would be walking in as a group. And all of a sudden, someone would ambush me, or I would literally start screaming and run away from my MCYD group to see an SVYD or Silicon Valley Young Dem. Mm-hmm. And so my friends at this point, after the third time of that happening, and we just registered on Friday, they're like, leave her. She'll find us. It's fine. Leave the dead weight. Leave the dead weight. But in terms of empowerment, I feel re-inspired. I feel motivated. But more so, you know, this is at the state level. I can't imagine the energy that I would feel at the National Democratic Convention. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. If you look on my page, I had pull up my personal page, Nicholas. Okay. The weekend was wonderful. I can't even summarize to you all the experiences. If you scroll down, you will see a photo of me and my great aunt. What's really exciting, and I have to share this, is that my great aunt, my Lola Perla, she's the sister of my grandfather. She is an amazing activist in the Filipino American community in Daly City. Her background was, she was a pharmacist, then she became a homemaker and raised three great children. She joined the PTA back in the 70s, and she just was working with the school board, etc. Long story short, she became an executive director of her own nonprofit called the Filipino Bayanihan Resource Center, meaning helping those Filipino immigrants who just come to the United States for the first time and help transition them into living in San Mateo County, providing them resources. And she's retired. This year, this is the second time she was named Woman of the Year for the city of Daly City, which is known as the largest Filipino population outside of Manila in the United States. This is huge. Everywhere she goes, someone knows her, Filipino or not. And when I was doing my work in San Mateo County and people found out that she was my grandmother, technically, my great aunt, doors opened. It was crazy. They're like, oh, Tita Perla? Yeah, absolutely. What did you need? What did you need? Yeah, she helped me. There was this time, and they would tell this amazing story of how she righted a wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so the point of the matter is, I knew she was elected as an assembly delegate as well for her district, but I didn't know if she was going to convention or not. I didn't know. And we basically, you work hard, play hard. So we did work at the convention, but at night when it was after convention, different politicians, electeds, they would host things called hospitality suites. And there would be beverages and some appetizers and some live music and dancing all over Sacramento, all over downtown, all within walking distance. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty hungover there when I had to go to Filipino American Democratic Caucus meeting at 8 a.m., on a Saturday. Ooh. That's day two of the convention.
Mm-hmm.
But I roll in on time, ironically. I don't know what I was. I guess it was on white people time. I just, I don't know what happened. I'm sitting there, and there she is.
Aww.
And she turns to me and she goes, Magandang umaga. Good morning in Tagalog. And I was like, what the hell? What are you doing here? She goes, what are you doing here? And I was like, you know I'm a delegate. And she goes, oh, yeah. You moved to Marin. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here. I was like, how'd you get here? I drove. You don't drive. Oh, she drove. I was like, and you can tell that I was not having it in the morning. I kissed her and I said, I'm going to sit over here with my other. Actually, I didn't bring someone who was Filipino. I brought someone who was Mexican to Go the caucus, ahead. Which was cool because, you know, Filipinos are Asian Latinos anyway. So whatevs. Mm-hmm. But what's cool about the caucuses is that you don't have to be that particular gender, that particular group demographic in order to be a member of that group. It's because you care about those issues. And or you want to explore. So, for example, we had Irish caucus. We had the LGBT caucus. We had the progressive caucus, black caucus, you know, the bunch of different caucuses out there. And I know I'm saying caucuses.
But
the point of the matter is I took a photo with her and I realized she is a big inspiration as to why I am such an active Democrat, not even just an active young Democrat, but a strong Filipino woman and also invested in the Filipino community. And I'm really excited because she's been a delegate for years, founded the Filipino American Democratic Caucus group in San Mateo County, founded it, you know, and the reason why we have these, not minority caucuses, but these special groups that
special interests,
you know, is because not all the issues are the same between Filipinos and African Americans. You know, right. Not all of the same issues are different between Asian Pacific Islanders as a whole versus specifically Filipinos. You know, the last couple of years, we've been working on making sure that World War II Filipino veterans received the money that they were promised and compensated for when they originally said, I am pledging my allegiance to the United States and fighting for the United States in World War II. A lot of them didn't get that money until the last 2 years. Did not happen. And those who have already passed, the money will be given to their families. That is huge. Something we've been working on. But that's specific Filipino thing that we're working on. You know, I was sitting in the Labor Caucus and Hilda Solis is one of the big, it's our Cesar Chavez of today, basically. And she even mentioned it in the Labor Caucus movement. But we also mentioned it again in Filipino American Caucus was, did you know that Cesar Chavez, one of the reasons why he started the farm workers movement in activism was because his colleagues, his mentors, two Filipinos, fellow farm workers, said, well, we as Filipino farm workers are organizing and you should join us too. Filipinos helped him, inspired him, but nobody knows that part of the story. That's why I want to go back. And so basically, this was a rah-rah weekend, kumbaya, let's hold hands, we're Democrats, yay. But it also helped me refocus that, yes, I'm helping not only to re-inspire and register and motivate young Democrats to be part of the political process. If you are someone who's Latino living in San Rafael and you look at your city council, there is no representation on the city council that are Latino, period. Period. That's a problem. Your local government should be a representation of the demographic that is there. So that's why I do this work. Do I get paid? Ha! No. But you know what pays off in the end? The things that I'm doing now will help break the glass ceilings of tomorrow. So my children, when they are in my age and right now, they will not be working on these issues. They'll be working on something else, something greater, maybe like climate change or something. I know that was a very Marin answer for me to say. But it was very emotional because knowing that my grandmother, she created a genuine leadership pipeline without even trying. And so when and if she passes, I can continue her work.
but not necessarily the work that she started in San Mateo County or the work that I started in Santa Clara County, but the county, the work that I'm doing now in the county that I live in, which is in Marin County. So long story short, maybe, just maybe, I might run for higher office. Maybe. But I will tell you this. North of the Golden Gate Bridge, there are very few elected Filipinos, in Filipino Americans in just any position in the Democratic Party. Assemblymember Rob Bonta is the first Filipino American to be elected to the Assembly. And this is a big deal. And the thing is, the reason why he won is because Filipinos are concentrated in different parts of the state, but he had Filipinos volunteer and drive from as far as near the Oregon border. Why? Because it was important to prioritize for us to break that glass ceiling to have a Filipino in the state assembly, which means it'll be easier for us later on to have that representation that we want. Because out of the Asian population that's growing in California, Filipinos are one are up and coming, and we will be the largest population of Asians in California. And that's big. But if you look at the entire Congress, House of Representatives and Senators in the United States, only about 20% are Asian American. Times are changing, people. And I'm really excited. Really excited.
Wow.
I know. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Recently, the Marin County Young Democrats, which I'm a part of, I'm secretary, we actually wrote an op-ed letter in the Marin IJ. And we got a lot of responses back, basically being called Hitler socialists.
No.
I'm not joking. But we wrote about affordable housing. We wrote about that it's important for young Democrats, not necessarily young Democrats. In Marin County, 60% of the folks who work here don't even live here. And in the responses from the IJ, the other readers, they said, if you can't afford to live in Marin County, don't live in Marin County. That's not the answer. Go to Texas. That is not the answer. That is not. And so those are the issues that we are working on. We are also going to be working on, did you know that the carpooling is relatively new in Marin County, meaning in the last couple of years, meaning the last 10. But there is not one concurrent, carpooling from the southern part of Marin all the way to Petaluma. That's why, to help alleviate traffic, we should have a continuous carpooling. It breaks up at different parts of the 101.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are like, who cares, right? But if you have a continuous carpooling the entire time, that will help alleviate traffic, especially near the Richmond San Rafael Bridge exits. So we are going to create a campaign and rally around that. You know, it's these different types of issues that you don't really think of. But yeah, this is a volunteer thing. But all the changes that have ever happened anywhere in the communities, civil rights even, in history, all started off with an idea, I'll start off with volunteers, because someone said, you know what? Why can't I sit with my white friend at the same counter? How come I have to sit at a separate counter? This doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Take that energy and take that moment and take that injustice that you feel, bring it to today. How come I can't marry my partner? How come I can't express my love? And how come I can't have the same benefits as my partner? How come I can't visit my partner, my partner, if in the hospital, if they're dying, and if I'm the same sex as them? Why are you going to deny me that right? That's my right to be with that person. That's what we're fighting for. Not some like rah-rah young Dems thing. It's human rights, things that should already be given. Farm workers, only recently, this last year, through the legislation, were required to receive shade and water while they're working in the fields. I'm sorry, only now? California is an agricultural state since its inception in the 1800s. And you're telling me only now, officially, it's required for workers to receive water and shade. That's how bad things have gotten. But those things that I mentioned were started by people like me in a community where injustice happened, but they rallied. They rallied and brought the attention to their local legislators. That's what I mean by this whole Democratic convention, how I feel emotionally overwhelmed, is because these personal issues that upset me on a human individual level, I realized, not realized because I always knew, I was more so, it reaffirmed that I am not alone in this process. There's someone else that's feeling the same injustice. And it is only together that you can rise and we will overcome this challenge. So I bring it on. Let us repeal Prop 8. Let us take away DOMA. We already did away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Change is coming. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Nicholas, I know if you're in studio, Nicholas is like looking at me like, oh my God, stop it.
No,
it's just, but not in a bad sense, but more so that's why it's exciting for me to be in a group like Marin County Young Democrats, like Silicon Valley Young Democrats, because there are people my age. They always say we are the future. The young people are the future of the party. I was so mad when I heard that. We are not the future of the party. We are the party. If you decide to divide us, old versus young, that's not a united voice or united party. We have the same issues and struggles as a 75-year-old Democrat. Regardless of your party, if you're a young person and you want to be involved in your community, don't give me that old and young divide. We are one. We are united. We have the same issues. And we want to live in a sustainable and beautiful community. Plain and simple. Don't tell me that. I am a leader. Not of tomorrow. But of today, right now, not necessarily a leader if I have to be some elected politician. No. You'd be a leader right now as a volunteer for Homeward Bound or for the Red Cross, for my local food bank. I am a leader. You can be one too. The more you know.
Yeah.
But with that, girl, it is now. What? What?
That was so deep. I just couldn't. I enjoyed that. That was really good. I have to say, that was really good. That was good.
Well, you gave deepness about relationships.
Right. Well, you know.
We're tit for tat.
We're good.
Can I say that on air?
Yes, you did.
Anyways.
It's okay.
You know what? We have reached the end of this week's show of Nick and Mo, the alumni show.
Yes.
And I know I said show twice, but whatever. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. We have two more shows left next Sunday from 7 to 9, maybe 8, maybe 8:30, depending. And also our last show, which is Sunday, April 28th. From 7 to 9, maybe 8, maybe 8:30.
Depending on how we feel.
Maybe longer. It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
But all that matters is that, Sweeties and Spoons, we love you. And we are so blessed that you have come to join us with our first inaugural season of Nick and Mo, the alumni show. But you've been listening to us in general, psychobabble and pull topics from the air for four seasons.
Yes. It's been an incredible ride.
It's been an incredible ride. But also, Nicholas, look at me when I say this. It's been an incredible journey in our own friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, you guys are not in studio, but I am touching Nicholas's leg right now. My hand is on his thigh/knee to really further emphasize the fact that, just like the show, we as individuals have grown and changed, Nicholas. Mm-hmm. But also we as friends have grown and changed, but have also evolved. Mm. And even us, we've had our dark time, which wasn't really that dark. It's not like I stole your man or anything. You stole mine. Not that dark.
I'll be the one to break it to you. Yeah.
Sorry. No, it's good. It's good. But it's also about, you know, it goes to show that when it comes to at least our relationship, the love will never die. It might wax and wane a little bit, but mm-hmm. I know that the effort is there. It will always be there. And if it wasn't there, we wouldn't be here today. Mm-hmm. Because somewhere in the middle of it, even darkest period, we both still took the step back, no matter how upset or frustrated we were with the other person. Wow, are we dating? No, we're not. We took a step back and said, if I lost this person and I didn't have this person in my life, would I be devastated? Don't they add something to my life of value? Obviously, we found value and we fought for it. Even if the other person wasn't ready for it, we were still patient for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's beautiful about this. And I just hope that I can take what I learned with us to apply it to my next relationship. The effort was there because we openly communicated and said, look, this is where I'm at. This is where I am. But I can't live without you. Are you sure we're not dating?
No comment.
You know? So this is the part of the show where we have our final words. Mm-hmm. And that was basically my final word or thought of that, you know, to love another, you have to know and love yourself.
Right.
And the same can be applied to anything else you do in your community. If you want to help and improve your community, you have to know and love yourself. If you want to love God or whoever, alien, space, creature, religion, whatever it may be,
yes,
you need to know and love yourself. It all comes down to knowing and loving yourself. I know it sounds very Rene Descartes. Know thyself. It's true, though.
It is true. I'm trying to find my...
I know, I'm buying you time because you always look on your Facebook.
Yeah.
For some things.
Yes. Sweeties and Swiss, I'm just trying... I'll just do this one. My two cents. It's just something I've heard before and it just struck a nerve with me the other day. And it is, don't mistake my silence for ignorance. Don't mistake my calmness for acceptance. And don't mistake my kindness for weakness.
Did you come up with that?
Slightly.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. Did I not like
you
it?
Didn't like it.
What? Hold on.
On Facebook.
No, hold on.
However. Nope.
Oh, I did.
Nope.
Right Where? There. What?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
oh,
in
yeah.
between Allie and Jamie.
Okay. Well,
I don't know why people would share a Facebook account. I'm just going to put that out there because someone is Jamie and Johanna. I'm sorry,
you know
not
what?
To call
you know
out.
What?
I'm just saying.
Not to dog my friends or nothing.
I'm just saying. However, it boggles my mind. Married couples or couples in general, you know, who decide to share a Facebook.
That's a sweet thing. Okay. Sweet as a sweet.
Sorry. Now we are 15 minutes over.
Yeah. We will be back next week. From 7 until hour.
Question mark.
Here with Nick and Mo, the Alumni Show on radio.dominican.edu for a podcast of this past hour.
Are those even up?
That you can go to our website, radio.dominican.edu.
Why don't you post it on our website?
I will. And that will be my next blurb, plug. You can also find that when it comes up. I'll post it, or Maureen will post it.
Nicholas will post it.
On our Facebook page, facebook.com/alumni show. Again, we're thankful that you were here with us however long, either, you know.
Thanks for joining me for my snack.
Yeah.
Snack. I was not eating food.
Snack and relationship realness and
friendship
realness and democratic realness, caucus realness.
Caucus realness.
So, yeah, we'll see you next week. And wherever you are in the world, stay blessed. Good. getting hot in here.
So hot.
So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Nick and Mo, the alumni show on radio.dominican.edu. Please join us next week, Sunday, from 7 till 9 p.m. here on radio.dominican.edu. Wherever you are in the world, stay blessed.